All right, KID crew, we're continuing our election night coverage. I'm joined right now by Senator Dave Lent. He chairs the Senate Education Committee, and he's a member of JFAC as well. And you just drove in from Boise. Tell us what you were doing up in Boise.
Thanks, and thanks for having us on tonight. I think this is really awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah, I just rolled in from Boise. Today we were meeting on the we're on a task force that's writing and revising the 10-year energy plan for the state. So what we're doing is we're looking at, and this included Idaho Power, you know, it's your utility kind of folks. It's got some a couple of legislators there and other stakeholders essentially in that energy space. So what we're looking at is trying to project 10 years in the future or 20 years and what Idaho's energy needs are. And then how do we approach that from a diversified perspective? You know, some of the discussions today we talked about, you know, your utilities have a business case that they're, you know, very concerned about. What's the bottom dollar? How's the return? And I think as legislators, we represent the people's interest, not necessarily the business interest. And then the governor's office was there, of course, as well. And so it was a great discussion and a sharing of information, values, why certain things are important. So it was a great meeting today. I was very pleased. We will have a draft ready probably by the end of the year and something to the governor for a signature to move forward. And at that point, then we'll start deciding, is this going to end up in legislation or in some kind of a recommendation to the legislature? How will we approach that? We'll know that once we get further into it.
So lots of exciting things coming up. And Senator, I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on this election cycle. I mean, none of us could have written the script for what we've seen. Certainly, a lot of really unusual things have, you know, played out. A switch of a nominee, couple of assassination attempts, lots of really interesting things. What stands out most in your mind that is different this time around?
Well, I think you hit, you know, highlighted the ones that come to mind for me. One thing that I'm very concerned about is that the contention and division that has continued to exist and almost accelerated the closer we've got to the election. I have great faith and confidence in our country and in our system that we have the ability to pull the best from people. So as we get a new president out of this, I think the best will come out of that. Our system is so unique in that it's shared responsibility and authority in our government system, all the way from the federal level, all the way down to the state level and to our counties. So it really helps insulate us. And I would like people to know that we will, no matter who's elected, I know who I want to be elected, but no matter who's elected, we'll come through this the better for it, and we'll move forward in a positive way in our country. And that's what I'd like to see some healing take place now as we move forward.
I could not agree more. I've been talking a lot this week on my show about the fact that it's time to remember we're all on the same team. The United States of America, and our enemies are watching, and I think we want to present that united front and to show them who we are, because history teaches us over and over again, united we stand and divided we fall. So what do you believe it's going to take? We know we want this increased unity. What do you think it's going to take to make it happen?
Well, what I'd really like to see is whoever wins tonight, stand up in front of the country and say exactly what you just said. We're now in this together. We're on the same team. Let's move forward for the best interests of our country. And that's what we all want. It doesn't matter what party you're on. I mean, we want what's best, at least in our opinion. And I think that leadership for me has always been a key thing. You've heard me talk about that before, but it's so important. And one of the things that sets us apart, it's not top-down leadership as much as it is a servant bottom-up leadership. And I really appreciate that about our country. As we look across the world, we see different forms of democracy and dictatorship and other things. Our country is so unique. We have to hold on to those things and focus on those things that make us who we are.
It is so true. As you were saying that, Senator, it reminded me of something my dad always said to us as we were kids and we'd leave the house. Remember who you are. And I think this is a moment where, as Americans, we do need to do some soul searching and remember who we really are, because I think that has the power to make a big difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, as we've come through all this hard times, we need to stop and I believe, celebrate who we are and what makes us different. And the system that we have is so unique. And I'm just grateful as a member of our community and of this great state and of this country to be able to participate in that in some way, whatever form that may be. And my hope in my service is that in some way I will add to that and make a difference and help us collectively become a better for my grandkids, right? My kids and my grandkids, that's my target right now.
I absolutely love that, and I think you're right. There's plenty for us to celebrate and to build on. I want to give you an opportunity just to share any final message with people this evening.
Well, I think that would be it. Let's get this done, and let's move forward in a positive way. And let's not forget who we are. And I really appreciate that you said that. That helped me, so I needed a little bit of that tonight.
Well, I think we're all just kind of eager to get moving forward. So I think it's going to be a new day and some hope, and that's definitely something to celebrate. Well, Senator Dave Lent, thanks for the good work that you do, and we'll keep in touch with you and get you in to talk more about your projects, because I know you're going to have a lot of them.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting us. This is a great platform, and thanks for all you do for our community.